Can you trust your mind? When others say or do something pleasant, we feel good about it. When they say or do something unpleasant, we may feel less than great. So much so that we may keep thinking about it passively to our detriment. But in either case, who or what feels good or less so? It's not you that feels good or not, despite what you might believe. It's your mind that feels so. But we mistake it to believe that we feel so. If your mind makes you feel good or bad, at a moment's notice, depending on the pleasantness or unpleasantness of people or situations around you, can you really trust it? And yet, this is how we live our daily lives. We suffer because of our reliance on our mind. The greatest lie we have been living is mistaking our mind for ourselves. Lest we forget, we are not our mind. Now, we are not concerned with the objective part of our mind that we use to solve challenges creatively. Nothing wrong with having ideas in the shower. What we are talking about is the subjective part of the mind that tends to get carried away with emotions. This happens when we like something and keep thinking about it because it makes us feel good, or we dislike something that has happened and we look to avoid it in future. In the end, both our mind's likes and dislikes become our prison. The Russian novelist Dostoevsky has said, "The best way to keep a prisoner from escaping is to make sure he never knows he's in prison." I can certainly understand how we cling to things that make us feel good about ourselves, so we keep thinking about it. But it's almost funny how we also keep thinking about things from our past that makes us feel less so. The thing is, you are a great being. You don't have a preference for things. Your mind does, based on your past conditioning. But you are not your mind. Make no mistake, there is nothing natural about the way we live in this mind-driven world. If you think about it, it's not even us talking to each other, rather it's our minds that are talking most of the time. If you cannot trust your mind, what would that mean for you going forward? How would knowing this change your outlook towards life? What might you do differently from now on? I will leave you with a quote from the great Persian Sufi mystic Rumi, who said, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is wide open?" Well, that's it for this week. Please share your thoughts, comments, or questions via voicemail. If you liked this episode, please rate the podcast. It will only take a second, and it will help others like you discover the show. If you'd also like to read the weekly inspiration, sign up for the Less But Better weekly email. You can find all of the links in the show notes. Remember, we can all be and do less but better. Life is meant to be lived and not to be, quote, done. How you live your life matters way more than what you, quote, achieve. It's the only thing that matters.